Live local high school basketball is on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, The Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's Chem Dry.
Now, let's go courtside for live coverage of high school basketball with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school girls basketball. Tonight's matchup pits the Lumen Christi Titans against the Arbor Prep Gators in the state quarterfinals at Dansville High School. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action this evening on WKHM. Thank you for joining me as the Lumen Christi Titans on an impressive run, 19-6 overall on the season, find themselves in the Great 8 here in Division 3. Meanwhile, Arbor Prep, 14-2 overall, defending champions. Do not be fooled by that record. This is still a top-tier program. We're going to talk more about this, break everything down, see what we can potentially expect in this matchup. That and much more coming up as the girls basketball pregame show continues in 2 minutes here on WKHM.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to your Carrier expert.
Call Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson's only Carrier factory authorized service dealer. 787-6984.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual, free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements, from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic, and Bright Walls, and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Live at Dansville High School for tonight's girls' state quarterfinals. Lumen Christi Titans taking on the Arbor Prep Gators. Lumen Christi, I mentioned, 19-6 overall, ranked number one in Division III on Max Preps. Again, an impressive run for this Lady Titans team, and it continues as they now find themselves in the Great Eight for Division III. Since 2010, which is as far back as MHSAA's databases go online for season schedules, they only made it to the regional tournament in 2020. Before then, just really, you know, not able to make it even past the district tournament. And then this year, not only did they make it to the regional tournament, but they were able to breakthrough. And this comes after 2022. Three seasons ago, they won only one game. And then they won eight the following year in 2023. 2024 last year, able to reel off 18 wins. And then, of course, now they see themselves as regional champions, able to take down New Lothrop on Wednesday last week, 39-34 in the regional championship. That one was a very, very closely contested game, 14-2. Lumen led at the first quarter break before the game really slowed down. They got outscored 8-3 in the second quarter. They trailed 20-17 at halftime, and their offensive struggles continued until around 3 minutes left in the third. They went on an 11-2 run to get into the fourth quarter up by 4 points and able to stay in the lead. They made their free throws down the stretch and were able to get big stops late. A couple chances for New Lothrop to tie or take the lead late in that one. They even, I believe, found themselves down one at one point and missed a free throw that would have tied the game. And instead, Lumen able to go down, make their free throws, and then less than 10 seconds left, they had another chance to tie, and Kenna Hunt coming up with the basically game-winning steal to seal that game. Able to really win that one. Both sides of the ball, specifically the defensive side of the ball for Lumen, but offensively, they were able to really adapt and find the cracks in the armor there for that tough New Lothrop defense. Lucy Rozak, 16 points, leading the way for the Lady Titans, and Kenna Hunt, 15 points, led the way for Lumen. Those two talented freshmen, of course, making some big plays all postseason, all season long, really, for this team. But both of them have really come up big in these playoffs as, again, these girls, this program, on a deeper run than they've gone in really quite some time. And now, once again, they find themselves taking on an unfamiliar opponent, a team they've never played before, Arbor Prep. Have to get through them to try to advance to the Final Four at MSU on Thursday. This is the defending champions who have a ton of playoff success in recent history, on top of winning the state championship last year, of course. Last 10, 15 years, this is just one of the more storied basketball programs for girls basketball in the entire state. So you have a team, Lumen, that doesn't have as much postseason experience until this year, really, going up against a team with plentiful postseason. All they know is the postseason, basically. That's how much success they've had. And we're going to talk a little bit more about Arbor Prep coming up in just a moment. The girls basketball pregame show continues in 2 minutes here on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored, whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift. Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center above the post office in downtown Jackson, 787-1704, for a competitive quote. Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Spring. Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fans, friends, and family starting to file in here at Dansville High School. Ready for tonight's girls' state quarterfinal matchup between Lumen Christie and Arbor Prep. Arbor Prep, wow. 14-12 overall this season, ranked 32nd in Division III on Max Preps. Totally ignore that. That's basically meaningless at this point. Their record, their ranking, doesn't matter. This is the defending champions right here. And again, don't be fooled by that record. It looks like on paper, again, the last several seasons only maybe losing three or four games a season. You know, this season, oh, wow, they've lost double digits. They even went into the postseason with a losing record. You know, how could they be in the quarterfinals? Yeah, this is still a really good team. They basically played a Division II schedule this season. They ended up beating Blissfield in the regional championship, which was a really good win for them. Based on rankings, of course. If you go off of rankings, that was a really big win for them. Other good wins for Arbor Prep this season over Grosse Pointe South and Walled Lake Northern, which are two pretty decent Division I schools, as well as Start, who is a really good Ohio team from Toledo. And as I mentioned, have one of the toughest Division III schedules in the entire state. Losses are to mostly decent to very good Division I and Division II schools. Of course, have a handful of Division III and maybe one or two Division IV schools in there. But, boy, brutal schedule for this Arbor Prep team. They last failed to make at least the regional tournament in 2013. Since then, 2014 till now, they've won three state championships, including two of the last three. They finished runner-up twice, made two other semifinals, one other quarterfinals, and otherwise made it to at least the regional tournament since 2013. Just paint that picture. Again, just comparison, Lumen, again, they really last, since 2010 or so, really struggled to make it past the division or the district tournament. Able to break through in 2020, make it to the regional. Had a couple down years after that, and then here they are able to make it past the regional to the quarterfinals. Arbor Prep, they've been at least to the regional every single year since 2013 and have had several deeper runs beyond that. Of course, 32-28 over Blissfield in the regional championship. Blissfield, one of the top-ranked teams in Division III, had only two losses on the season to extremely good Division II and Division IV schools before this game. But Arbor Prep able to take them down, and that should prove alone. I mean, just you completely, whatever the record is, ranking, you disregard that. Division champions, they have this postseason experience, and as a result, of course, able to take down a very, very good Blissfield team. So this is going to be a very good one. But Lumen, of course, they've been able to beat their fair share of very talented teams in these playoffs. So we're in for a good one. State quarterfinals, Lumen Christie, Arbor Prep. Starting lineups and tip-off is coming up in 3 minutes right here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
When the unexpected happens out on the road, give Phelps Towing a call at 764-1921 to get you back on track. Phelps Towing has been servicing the Jackson area for more than 40 years and has built a reputation based on dependability and honesty. We offer all types of services from vehicle lockouts to light and heavy equipment relocation. From flat tire changes to jump starts and even motorcycle hauling, call the team with the yellow trucks in your time of need and we'll be there to provide the service you deserve. Phelps Towing in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Veritas, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company. Inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
You're live at Dansville High School for tonight's girls' state quarterfinal matchup. Lumen Christi Titans and the Arbor Prep Gators. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. As we go through the starting lineups for both these teams, Lumen, starting five is Kenna Hunt, Cody Ruge, Kathleen Doan, Lucy Rozak, and Ruby Boyce. Head coach is Jesse Brown. Meanwhile, for Arbor Prep, starting five, Angela Megason, Jelaya Banks, Eliza Bush, Jordan Lewis, and Madison Diara. Head coach is Scott Stein. Jump ball will be between Bush and Hunt, and wow, Bush doesn't even go for it. Hunt wins it easily, and Lumen will have the first possession of the night, going from right to left on your radio dial, with Lumen wearing their home green, their home white uniforms, green numbers. Meanwhile, Arbor Prep wearing their road black uniforms, white numbers, green trim. Dish it to the far corner. Three ball is up and in for Lucy Rozak as Lumen is on the board quickly. 3-0 over Arbor Prep. In this first quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Arbor Prep, their first possession. Eliza Bush has it, shuffles it off to Banks, stops at the left elbow. Now a handoff for Megason. Backing down Doan, kicks it back outside. Now driving through, Banks, floater in the lane, off the mark, but we got a foul called, and we'll have our first two free throws of the game. It's going to be on Cody Ruge, her first, team's first, and Jelaya Banks at the line for the first two free throws, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, as she makes the first one. Uniform comparison. If you want an idea of what these Arbor Prep uniforms look like, think about the 90s Kevin Garnett era Minnesota Timberwolves uniforms, like the late 90s, early 2000s. That's what they kind of look like, that kind of black with like the green kind of trim. Both free throws up and in for Banks. It's 3-2. Lumen Moving the ball back around at the top of the key now for Boyce. Swing it to the left. Three ball. Ruge, that's nothing but net. It was a struggle to make those threes in their regional championship against New Lothrop, but the threes are falling tonight. So far, 2 of 2. And we got a double dribble call the other way for Angela Megason. And that's an Arbor Prep turnover after Lumen gets off to a quick 6-2 lead in this first quarter. Lumen will be inbounding in the backcourt. Got a couple whistles, though. On the far sideline, not sure. We were maybe potentially trying to get an early substitution, but we are good to go. Here comes the talented Kenna Hunt into the front court. Gets the screen on the right from Boyce. Swings it to the right for the other talented freshman, Rozak. Now swinging around the perimeter. Hunt, step back now through the lane. Stops at the free throw line. Kicks it to the corner. Rozak, three. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to Banks. And we got a steal. Hunt in the backcourt, able to steal on the outlet pass. And she dishes it over to Rozak, who scores easily. And just like that, we've got a quick 8-2 lead. Lumen over Arbor Prep in our girls' quarterfinals. Top of the key for Eliza Bush, guarded by Rozak. Bounce pass over for Megason. Now stops on the right-hand side, crosses over, step back, pull up at the free throw line. That one's short. And the rebound, save attempt by Banks. She kicks it right to Doan, and Lumen gets another stop. Hunt stops, pops for three. That's too strong. And the rebound fought for. It's going to be tipped down to Megason. Wow, could not have asked for a much better start here for these Lady Titans. Getting up six, about 2 minutes in change into this first quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. On the right side for Lewis. Stopped at the free throw line. Hands it off outside for Megason. Guarded by Doan on the right. Now a quick handoff for Bush. Another dish outside. Lewis. Arbor Prep trying to find a way to attack this tough Lumen defense. Now through the lane. Lewis. That one's short over Boyce. And we got a rebound down for Doan. Lumen the other way trying to continue to add to their lead. Dish into the corner for Rozak. Now for Doan down low. Rozak drives through the lane. She's going to be fouled on the drive by Lewis. A non-shooting foul. That's her first, team's first. And Lumen will inbound on the right side of the basket. Basically a home game here for Lumen. So the near side of the stands, packed with Lumen supporters. Again, only about, you know, maybe 40 minutes away drive. Not as many Arbor Prep supporters on the far sideline. Kenna Hunt has it outside against Bush. Had to pick up her dribble. Shuffles it off to the right for Boyce and down low for Doan. Pump fake through the lane. Left hook off the mark. Trying to follow her own rebound, but she is out of bounds as she tried to save it to her teammate Boyce. So Arbor Prep gets another stop, but here comes Lumen's full court press for the first time in this one. 4:47 to go in the first quarter. Lumen leads 8-2 in the girls' quarterfinals. Able to beat the press with Megason dribbling all the way to the basket. Blocked away by Boyce. And then the rebound out of bounds. Last touch by Ruge. She tried to get it and then quickly start running the other direction. Her foot was on the line. Good tough defense by Lumen, but they'll have to try to get another stop here as Arbor Prep inbounds on the left side of the basket with Banks. Lobbing it on the left-hand side for Megason. And Arbor Prep again trying to slow down their offense last couple of possessions. Trying to find a way to solve this Lumen defense. Playing some man defense so far. As we got a handoff and then a pass on the cut to Megason. Stopped on the low block. Trying to back down Rozak. And they got a potential almost jump ball. Misses the turnaround shot. Gets her own rebound and puts it back up and in. Angela Megason with her first bucket. Boyce in there. Nearly forcing a jump ball. Able to get her hand on that. But she was able to get the ball away up for a shot. Lumen now leading by 4. 4 minutes left in this first quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. Kenna Hunt has it on the left. Crossover on the left. Dribbles to the near corner. Step back. Three ball in and out. And the rebound down for Deara. Lumen a little bit of a press going the other way, but they'll back off as Eliza Bush brings it into the front court across the timeline. Harassed by Rozak the whole way. Dribbles off to the left, then crosses over to the right. Got the switch with Hunt. Now a bounce pass over for Lewis. Screen on the right for Bush. Around, pull up jumper on the right elbow. That one's up and in. Lewis with her first bucket. And it's now 8-6. Armor Prep starting to settle in offensively. Lumen, they're going cold, and we got a turnover now as they tried to move it into the near side corner. Rozak trying to get it into the corner for Boyce, but Boyce ended up cutting in, and the pass just sailed out of bounds. Now more half-court pressure for Lumen. They're going to back off immediately as Julia Banks brings it into the front court for Arbor Prep. They could tie or take the lead here. Try to take their first lead of this one in the quarterfinals. On the right-hand side, quick swipe by Hunt. Couldn't get it away. Now on the right, able to poke the ball free. It's picked up by Banks, trapped near half court. Able to pass away to Bush. Now Lumen trying to trap Bush near half court. Rozak able to recover. Banks down low. The pass intercepted by Ruge, but has it stolen right back. And we're going to have a jump ball forced beneath the basket as the ball was loose. Had a couple players diving for it. And the possession will stay with Arbor Prep. Inbounding on the left side of the basket. 2:43 to go in the quarter. Banks able to bounce it into the corner for Megason, and then outside once again for Bush, driving through the lane. Floater on the right hand. No, but a foul. Going to say there was contact there by Ruby Boyce. Her first, team second. Oh, no, they're actually going to get that one on Rozak. Her first, team second. First two free throws of the game brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning by Eliza Bush. First one is left short. So no chance to tie on this trip to the line. One more free throw on the way. That one rolls around the rim and then drops. She's got her first points, and Lumen's lead cut to one. It's 8-7 here in the first quarter. 2:25 to go. Three ball straight away, wide right for Boyce, and a rebound pulled down by Lewis. Here comes Eliza Bush for Arbor Prep. Starting to tighten up defensively. And now they try to take their first lead here. Dribbles off to the left, bounce pass over for Megason, and then a handoff on the top of the key for Banks. Caught off by Doan. Gets a defensive chance by the packed Lumen student crowd on our right, the student section. Been very active all postseason. As a shot in the lane, that one's errant. And then we got a foul in, and the and one try for Angela Megason. It's another score for Arbor Prep off of a offensive rebound. And now, of course, a chance at the three-point play. Kathleen Doan called on that foul, her first, team third. That is the first lead of the game for Arbor Prep, and the and one is completed by Megason. She's got five, and it's now a 10-8 lead. Arbor Prep over Lumen. Now on an 8-0 run. 1:40 to go in this first quarter. Rozak able to shuffle it outside for Boyce. Stops at the top of the key, swings it over for Hunt on the right. Guarded by Bush. Dribbles off to the far corner. Trying to get around her. Loses the dribble. And it's going to be stolen away. Nice dive for Banks. We got another jump ball called. This time it'll stay with Lumen. Unless a timeout was called, it looks like. We do have a timeout call by Arbor Prep. So we'll step aside. Back in 30 seconds, you've got girls playoff basketball right here on WKHM.
This is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public School. It is our mission to provide all students with a culture of academic excellence and workforce readiness so they achieve lifelong success. I invite everyone to come in and visit, see what all the hype is about. Our district offers newly renovated and state-of-the-art educational and athletic facilities. Combine that with our outstanding educational offerings such as early college, dual enrollment, virtual free Montessori. We believe you will see why it is such a great day to be a Viking. Jackson Public Schools is where our community comes together to ensure all students achieve and thrive. Believe the hype. Go Vikings.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Home of the Dansville Aggies for tonight's girls' state quarterfinal. Lumen trailing Arbor Prep 10-8 with 1:15 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. This down low, tough shot. Megason scores with another foul. Wow, has another try at the line for an and one. Boy, she's just able to convert in traffic. That's going to be the first foul on Lily Ganton, who checked in for the first time. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw up and in for Megason. She's got 8 points. And now Arbor Prep on a 11-0 run. Lumen led 8-2 to start this game, and then since then they've gone cold offensively, and they're trying to get on the board again for the first time since they led, as the ball was poked out of bounds by Megason on the dribble by Ganton, though, inbound on the far sideline in front of the Lady Gator bench. 58 seconds left in the corner, inbound to Hunt. She'll dribble near half court. Picks up the dribble, back over for Rozak on the near side. 2-3 zone for Arbor Prep. Woman trying to get some good ball movement right here. Boyce on the right now for Hunt at the free throw line. Steps, now a jumper. That's off the mark in the mid-range. Rozak fighting for the offensive rebound. It gets away from her. And now Hunt trying to force a turnover in the backcourt. Arbor Prep able to keep it away. And they'll bring it across the timeline. Eliza Bush once more. 27 seconds left in the quarter. Bush guarded out there by Ganton. Dribbles around her, stops at the top of the key. We'll see if the Lady Gators hold for the final shot of the quarter. Dribbles on the right, handoff for Megason. Dribbles to the left elbow, stops. She's cut off by Ganton. Now at the top of the key. A little bit more of a zone defense now approach for Lumen Christie. Pass in the left, three-pointer. That's wide right for Megason at the buzzer. And that'll do it for the first quarter of play. Arbor Prep leads Lumen Christie 13-8. Second quarter is next. You've got the girls' state quarterfinals on WKHM.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Serving the Jackson community for over 100 years. Call the insurance professionals at the Protection Center, 787-1704, for a competitive quote.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage is brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, AeroQuip Credit Union, Tom Coffey Softwater, Grimes Plumbing and Performance Automotive, Northwest. Woman trailing Arbor Prep 13-8, start of the second quarter of our girls' state quarterfinals, as we got a quick three ball on the left wing for Lily Ganton. Woman already has three triples in this first half, and they cut the deficit down to two, trailing 13-11. Full court press, it's beaten by Megason, as Arbor Prep now has it in the front court. Near half court, guarded by Doan. Megason pull up at the right elbow. Jumper is short, rebound loose. It comes down to Banks, and she pulls it back out to the far corner as Arbor Prep will try to get a second chance here, a quality second chance, as Eliza Banks has it at the top of the key, guarded by Ganton closely. Dribbles around her through the lane. Floater on the right. That one's off the front iron. Rebound down to Hunt, and she's off and running. 3-on-2, Lumen the other way. Cuts to the right. Stops in the baseline. Back outside, Rozak. Defender flies past her. Now around to the near corner. Another turnover for Lumen. Oh. Ganton tried again to pass to Boyce in the corner, but she cut in. And the ball passed behind her and out of bounds. So Lumen could not convert on the fast break. We'll try to get another stop here. 13-11, Arbor Prep, as we've got Megason tying her shoelace. We're good to go now. Full court pressure from Lumen. Inbound for Megason in the backcourt. Lumen will back off on the press. She's got 8 points to lead all scorers. Had two and ones in that first quarter for the Lady Gators. Top of the key for Banks. Dribbles around Doan. nearly lost the dribble, able to shuffle it back over for Banks on the right. Guarded by Hunt closely. Dribbles behind her back on the near side. Banks deep three off the heel. Rebound into the far corner. Trying to save it for Arbor Prep. Several players diving on it. And, oh no, we might have an injury right here. No, we're good. Looks like Lily Ganton might have took a little bit of a tumble there, but she was just waiting to get helped up. Oh no, yeah, looks like she did might have get the wind knocked out of her. So she's going to head to the bench, replaced by Paige LaFear. The foul on the play was called on Jelaya Banks, her first, team's first. So Lumen going the other way. Chance to tie or take the lead, trailing by two, 90 seconds into quarter number two here in the state quarterfinals. Lucy Rozek on the top of the key. Now on the right for Boyce. Takes one dribble. Now swinging around the perimeter. LaFear on the left. Now on the right, pass tipped out of bounds by Lewis. Tried to skip that one. Trying to get it two players away. Arbor Prep able to read that pass there in their 2-3 zone defense. Boyce on the left, good closeout. Now on the right for LaFear. Takes a couple dribbles around the screen, stopped. Now skips it back outside. Doan, wide open three. That's wide left. And the rebound for Megason. In the backcourt, Boyce trying to strip that one away. She can't. Megason trying to go coast to coast. She stopped at the free throw line. And the Lady Gators will slow things down here, leading Lumen by 2 points. Just under 6 minutes to go in the first half. Megason through the lane. We've got a whistle called. That's going to be a foul on Kathleen Doan, her second. We have a score update here for Concord in their girls' quarterfinal for Division IV, leading 19-9 early in the second quarter. Live coverage of that one on 95.9 The Power Cow, our sister station, with Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes from Harper Creek, I believe. Arbor Prep with the basketball now. Top of the key for Eliza Banks. Cuts back and forth now. Screen on the left at the top. Now cuts back to the right through the lane. Bounce pass into the corner. Good closeout by Hunt. And Banks has it once again. Drives on the left-hand side. Spin move with a screen by Diara. Now lose the dribble at the top of the key. LaFear able to dive on it. Several girls getting their hands on it. We got a jump ball forced. It will stay with Arbor Prep. But good hustle there by LaFear. And then Kenna Hunt to come in late to get her mitten on that one. Force that jump ball. Arbor Prep will inbound on the near sideline with Megason. Trying to get it here to Banks. Ooh, nearly stolen by Rozak, but Banks able to keep it. She's harassed by Rozak now, spinning through the lane, stopped at the free throw line. Now trying to dish it into the corner. Poked away by Hunt. She keeps it. Oh, nearly kept it inbounds it. The ball was skipping along the out-of-bounds line on the far sideline. Hunt trying to keep it in, but just not able to, so it's out-of-bounds. Arbor Prep will once again keep possession. Tough defense here by Lumen, but Arbor Prep still hanging on to the ball. Angela Megason gets it into the backcourt now. Long possession as well. Inside 5 minutes to go in this first half. Arbor Prep leads 13-11 over Lumen. Top of the key for Lewis. Handoff for Banks. Dribbles to the far side corner. Can't get the backdoor cut. Gets it to Megason instead on the left. And she pulls it back outside. Now dribbles to the free throw line. Pulls up for a long two. Way too strong. Long rebound out to Hunt. And she is fouled up the floor by Megason, her first, team's second. And Lumen will go the other way. Another chance to tie or take the lead. Again, they led this game 8-2 early in the first quarter. Arbor Prep able to end the first quarter on a 11-0 run. And now so far it's just 3-0 in favor of Lumen in the second quarter as a three ball off the mark on the other end by Rozak. Arbor Prep again able to stay in front, turning into another defensive battle. This one feels a lot like our regional championship against New Lothrop. A little bit of a fast start in the first quarter, and then it turns into a defensive slugfest in the second quarter. Top of the key for Banks, and it has it stripped away on the ball by Hunt, coast to coast all alone, and she scores on the right hand. Beautiful finger roll in transition. Hunt able to get her first bucket here in the quarterfinal. We're tied at 13. 3:43 to go in the first half. Megason has it at the top, driving through the lane. Pull-up jumper. That one rattles in. A little bit of a floater. Boy, she doesn't need much space to get those shots off. And she's, of course, able to score in contact. Several and ones in this one. She's got 10 points to lead all players. Arbor Prep back in front by two. Doan screen on the left. Rozak stopped on the block. Trying to pass back outside. Gets it to Lafier in the corner. Now she'll drive through. Stopped back for Doan at the free throw line. Pump fake through the lane. Tough shot. Going to say that was blocked by Lewis. A lot of contact. Not called. Getting some groans from the Lumen supporters here. The many Lumen supporters here in attendance. Again, basically a home game. Good to see here for Lumen. Now a bounce pass. Doan down low, wide open. Missed the wide open shot on the inbound, but Rozak able to poke it loose on the rebound, and it's picked up by Banks. Nearly able to sneak in and get a second chance, but Arbor Prep again holds in front. Megason bringing it into the front court. Less than 3 minutes to go in the first half. And Hunt able to poke it away and get another steal. Lobs it up ahead to Lafair, driving through. Bounce pass down low to Rozak. Stops, pops. This time she's fouled. And Lucy Rozak will have a chance at the line for two. These will be the first two free throws of the game for Lumen. First foul on Bush, third team foul. And we talked about it was the same situation against New Lothrop, where that was a little bit more of a focal point in the second half, trying to get to the line and draw those fouls as, you know, their offense kind of dried up. Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throws for Rozak. First one off the mark. Went in and out. And she'll have one more try here. Trying to cut the lead to one, and she does. She's got six to lead Lumen in scoring. Full court press for the Lady Titans. 15-14, Arbor Prep with the ball now on the right for Jelaya Banks. Guarded by Doan, drives on the baseline, cut off, double teamed. Tries to pass outside, pass tip, but it goes to Banks near half court. Bush now on the right, off the screen from Megason. Now trying to get another screen, tries to split the D, loses it. Stolen away by Rozak, diving on the floor for it. Now over for Hunt, quickly in the front court. Defense recovers quickly. Hunt stopped on the baseline, back at the free throw line for Rozak. Around the defender, tough shot, blocked away. Now another rebound, Hunt, she can't score. And the rebound down to Megason. Arbor Prep quickly the other way. Boos here from Lumen's crowd, again trying to get an... another foul call there, not able to. I couldn't really see on the far side. A lot of traffic down low. Couldn't get a clean view on if there was foul contact, foul-worthy contact on that Hunt putback. Now the student section chanting defense for Lumen. Pass the far side through the fingertips of Diara, and she loses it out of bounds. 1:35 to go in the first half. Lumen trails by one in the state quarterfinal, trying to regain the lead. Their first lead since 8-7 in the first quarter. Kenna Hunt walks the ball across the timeline. She's met at the top of the key by Banks. Pass onto the left for Boyce. Now at the free throw line for Rozak. Head fake, drives through the lane, tries to split the D. It's off the foot. And now we got another jump ball. It'll stay with Lumen this time. Good job by Lafier to dive on that one. And hang on to the possession. Cody Ruge checking in for Lumen, sending Ruby Boyce to the bench. Lumen will inbound on the right side of the basket with Lucy Rozak. 1:17 to go in the first half. Lobs it to the top of the key for Hunt on the right, guarded by Banks. Screened by Lafier on the left, but she stops at the top of the key. Now drives on the left, hesitates again, looking for another screen. Dribbles off to the right. Now lofts it over to the left and into the near corner. Lafier fires the three. That one's short. Rebound tipped away. Lafier has it. Ooh, her toe was on the line, and she's called out of bounds. Ooh, Lumen several chances, but not able to score, not able to gain the lead here. But they've only allowed 2 points so far in this second quarter. Arbor Prep into the front court quickly with Bush. 47 seconds left in the half. Bush trying to get around Rozak on the left and then cuts to the right. Rozak cuts off her lane to the basket. Off to the left for Megason. And then for Banks. Ooh, a gamble on the pass for Rozak. Able to recover. Banks, three ball, wide right. Goes into the near corner, and it's picked up by Rozak. 28 seconds left in the half. Another chance for Lumen to try to regain the lead. Stripped away by Banks out of bounds, and it'll stay with the Lady Titans. Boy, what a fun defensive matchup this has become. It's a very hard-fought game. You know both these teams really want to get to the Breslin Center on Thursday. Winner of this game will play at 2 o'clock. Of course, Arbor Prep looking to maintain their title defense. Lumen trying to make it there to the Breslin Center. Continuing their impressive run on this season. 10 seconds left now in change in the quarter. Now swings it to the opposite corner. Rozak, three, blocked away, and then out of bounds on the rebound for Diara. Lumen will inbound on the left side of the basket with 5.1 seconds in the half, trying to take a halftime lead over Arbor Prep. Lob it to the left elbow. Lafier, jumper wide open off right. Rebound loose, and it goes out of bounds. Not 0.9 seconds on the clock for Arbor Prep to inbound. Likely not going to get a shot off here, at least a quality one. Full court pressure as well from Lumen. Inbound, and it'll just be held by Bush. And that'll do it for a very closely contested first half of play. Arbor Prep able to hang on to a first half lead, 15-14 over Lumen. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we'll have our Grass Lake Community Schools halftime report. That's coming up here in 2 minutes. You've got girls high school basketball on WKHM.
Need a boost that won't let you down? Try Bucked Up Energy Drink, packed with natural caffeine, energy boosters, and nootropics. It's the perfect pick-me-up to power through your day without the crash. With a wide variety of mouth-watering flavors, your taste buds will never get bored. Whether you're tackling work, hitting the gym, or just need an afternoon lift, Bucked Up has your back. Get ready to unleash your potential with Bucked Up Energy Drink. Taste the difference. Feel the power. Available now.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools.
The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication.
We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit blueoxcu.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Bucked Up Energy Drink, Wolverine Seal Coating, Wilby Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, and County National Bank. We're at Dansville High School, and it's time for the Grass Lake Community Schools Halftime Report, your destination district in Jackson County. Arbor Prep leading Lumen Christie 15-14 at the halftime break. Lumen started the game leading 8-2. Couple quick three-point makes in there as well. And then Arbor Prep able to slow things down offensively, get some quality baskets while starting to get some stops on the other end. Finished the first quarter on a 11-0 run to lead 13-8 going into the second quarter. But then it became a totally defensive game where Lumen able to outscore Arbor Prep 6-2 in that second quarter. But Arbor Prep able to narrowly hold the lead that entire quarter. Ever since they gained that lead towards the end of the first quarter, they've held that lead until now. So, but still very impressive by Lumen to limit Arbor Prep to just 2 points in that second quarter after giving up 13 points in that first quarter. So get some point totals for you here. Lumen Christie led by Busti Rozak's 6 points. They also got three each from Lily Ganton and Cody Ruge. 2 points from Kenna Hunt. Going to talk a little bit more about her in a moment. Arbor Prep, meanwhile, led by Angela Megason's 10 points. Very strong presence, able to get some good shots down low, able to make a farther jumper as well. So she's definitely their go-to player in this one. Otherwise, Arbor Prep, just 2 points each from Jaliyah Banks and Jordan Lewis, 1 point from Eliza Bush. So for Lumen, again, you might think, you know, pretty interesting, Kenna Hunt only 2 points, and that was where she got a steal and was able to get a fast break layup. That was her only point. And other than that, she hasn't even really shot the ball much. And I think that was definitely the game plan for Arbor Prep. Just keep the ball out of her hands. Of course, she's the one bringing the ball up the floor, but, you know, once she passes it, she isn't really getting the ball back. It's not really like, you know, her teammates aren't really passing it, but I think Arbor Prep has just done a really good job of just trying to keep the ball away from Kenna Hunt. Don't let her create her own shots and try to make her, you know, kind of get out of her comfort zone and, of course, try to force Lumen to get their points elsewhere. Meanwhile, Arbor Prep, very patient offensively, and you could tell it's kind of the same story on the other end. Megason dominated that first quarter, and Lumen now trying to keep the ball out of her hands and, you know, trying to force Arbor Prep to generate their offense elsewhere. But it's been a fun matchup to see this one defensively. We've seen a mix of man-to-man and zone defense for Lumen. Meanwhile, for Arbor Prep, they've mostly run a 2-3 zone in this one and been very tough to beat. They've just got a lot of size. Very tall team for Arbor Prep. A lot of size and strength, at least in the case especially of Angela Megason, very strong player. So it's been really tough to rattle her down low. And otherwise, it's been a war out there. That's what we used to call it back in high school, war. These games where officials really wouldn't call much contact. And it's been kind of the same story on both sides of the ball. We've seen a couple of shots that probably should have had a foul called, but not. Lumen, of course, you know, they had a couple putbacks down low. Probably a lot of contact. Honestly, probably should have called it, even in a game that you're going to keep the whistle in your pocket. But, I mean, to be fair, there has been some contact on the other end that Lumen has, you know, been able to get a stop with. So that hasn't been really too terrible officiating out there. I think it's just been the MO. Hey, it's a deep playoff game. We're going to let these players play. We're going to let these players battle it out. So it's been fun. We've seen Lumen really have to overcome a similar game as well against New Lothrop. This is almost the carbon copy game that we saw in the regional championship last Wednesday, where Lumen really could not score in the half-court setting, and they were able to generate pretty much all of their offense in the second half on getting stops and getting out and running. So I'll be curious on if Lumen goes almost with the same approach here, because they were able to get a couple of open three-point makes to start the first quarter, but the three-point shot really hasn't been there for them otherwise, and their offense hasn't otherwise been there for them in the half-court setting. So if they can't get a stop or the defense gets back pretty quickly for Arbor Prep, I think Lumen should try to at least try to get in the paint and draw those fouls, even in a game where they're not really calling it. Just attack the basket. And otherwise, try to get those stops, get those quick transition scores on the other end. Meanwhile, keep playing that tough defense against Arbor Prep. Again, just allowing 2 points for them in a single quarter. That's pretty impressive stuff. Once again, halftime score, Arbor Prep 15, Lumen Christi 14. That'll do it for the halftime report brought to you by Grass Lake Community Schools, your destination district in Jackson County. Second half is coming up in 2 minutes. You've got girls quarterfinal basketball on WKHM.
Are you interested in a career in metals and plastics distribution? Join the ALRO team. ALRO Steel and ALRO Plastics have over 3,000 teammates in 80 locations covering 16 states. At ALRO, you will receive extensive upfront training with many opportunities for advancement. Their core values include loyalty, honesty, and integrity. They offer competitive compensation and an excellent benefits package. Apply today at careers.alro.com. That's careers.alro.com.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs.
The Kelly Express Mart on South Street, Jefferson Road, County Farm Road, and the Galley in Napoleon now offer DoorDash.
Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled County Farm Road location, also serving pizza. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Start of the third quarter brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. It's 15-14. Arbor Prep over Lumen Christi. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM from Dansville High School. Now just like that, it's 17-14. We've got a quick score for Angela Megason. Now she's got 12 of the team's 17 points. Lumen Christi now with their first possession, going from left to right on your radio dial this time around in this third quarter. And soon to be fourth quarter. Hunt has it on the right. Double team, triple team now. Up and under, off the mark. Doan trying to get the offensive rebound. It's muscled away by Banks. And now here come the Lady Gators up the floor the other way, leading by three. Here is Bush, guarded out there by Rozak. Cuts on the right. Stops at the right elbow, back outside for Lewis. Stopped at the free throw line, shuffled outside for Megason. Now guarded by Hunt. Driving past her. Hunt able to strip it away, and she has it all alone the other way. Hunt, another fast break layup, up and in. That's her second bucket. She's got four. Lumen trails now by just one in this third quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. Joya Banks has it on the right. About 90 seconds in, stopped on the low block, shot off the mark, rebound loose, she gets it back. Another offensive rebound, that's been killer for Lumen defensively. Just a lot of offensive rebounds for Arbor Prep and second chance opportunities. Again, a much taller, much stronger team. On the right side for Megason, trying to drive past Boyce, stopped at the left elbow, back outside for Banks. On the right, through the lane, floater, yes. That was Eliza Bush. Actually, on that score, she's got three. And now another three-point lead for Arbor Prep. On the left for Cody Ruge. Back outside for Hunt. Drives to the left-hand side. Screen coming on the right. Stops, pops the three. That's off the heel. Offensive rebound chance for Lumen, and it's picked away by Megason. And now she'll walk the ball up the floor for Arbor Prep. Hunt trying to harass her up the way. And now stopping at the top of the key. 19-16 lead for Arbor Prep. Trying to get the handoff for Banks. Stopped at the top of the key. Guarded now by Doan. Dribbles off to the left. Jeliah Banks. Arbor Prep slowing it down and trying to run their play. Four girls on the baseline, just Banks on the perimeter. Stripped away by Doan, and now Rozak going the other way. Banks able to sneak in from behind and get the steal right back. And now she gets it. Rozak trying to harass her up the floor. And trying to get the ball right back. She can't. And now Bush has it once more. About 3 minutes just like that into this second half. On the right for Banks. And we got a travel call on the top of the key. Banks, a little bit of a shuffle of the feet once she caught the pass. And now Lumen going the other way. Got to find a way to get the points flowing in the half-court setting. Got to find a way to beat this 2-3 zone. Kenna Hunt has it on the right. She's looking for a screen. Now coming, she dribbles on the right into the near corner. Rugi blocked on the three ball. Megason out of bounds. But Lumen will hang on to it, inbounding on the right side of the basket. 4:41 to go in this third quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon in the brokerage house. Hunt inbounding. Bobbing it to the top of the key for Rugi into the far corner. Boyce head fake on the three. She's called on the travel. Arbor Prep will go the other direction. We have a score update. Concord leading 31-15 over Zion Christian at halftime. So Concord definitely in a good position to move on to the state semifinals on Thursday at MSU. Arbor Prep ball leading by three. Banks on the right, drives through the lane. Now on the left for Megason. She drives through, right hook up, off the mark. Offensive rebound for Banks. Put back, no. Rebound tipped away, out of bounds. And it'll be last touched by Doan. Another chance for Arbor Prep. Wow, they are relentless on the offensive glass. It's already tough just to get a stop against them, especially driving in the lane. But it's been tough, even more difficult, I should say, to get the offense, to get the defensive rebounds, to get the stop. Ball poked away, but it goes to Bush driving through the lane. Floater off the mark. Another offensive rebound. Put back. Blocked away. Kenna Hunt going quickly the other direction. Arbor Prep's defense recovering quickly. Floater up and in for Hunt. Again, trying to get those points before the defense sets. She's got six for the Lady Titans. And Lumen trails by just one. Arbor Prep now with the ball. 3:43 to go in the third quarter. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. On the left for Banks. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now for Diara on the right. Guarded by Boyce. Up top for Lewis. Has it lost away. On the ball for Rozak. Able to get the possession. And a jump ball now. Lumen getting the possession. Great job defensively. That was actually Rugi able to sneak in there and force the jump ball. Big stop. Lumen has a chance to regain the lead here. Kenna Hunt walks it across the timeline. Screen coming on the left from Doan. Floats it over into the corner. Boyce, wide open three. That's too strong. Rebound loose and it'll go out of bounds. Arbor Prep just letting that one go. And they'll go the other direction as Lumen now showing a little bit of a half-court press now. Inbounding on the near sideline. Bounce pass into the backcourt for Bush. And now we've got a foul called on Lucy Rozak. Evidently a blocking foul. I suppose that's her second. Getting some more boos from Lumen's supporters. I don't really blame them on that one. With all the contact that these officials have let go, I mean, you're going to call that one? Lily Ganton now back into the game as Rozak heads to the bench. Now into the backcourt for Liza Bush. Bring the ball into the front court. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Arbor Prep leads by one in the state quarterfinals here at Dansville High School. Now for Jeliah Banks. Dribbles off to the left. Gets the handoff for Megason. And now dribbles off to the right. Handoff for Bush. Cuts to the right. Guarded closely by Ganton. Now a screen on the right. Gets the switch. Guarded by Boyce. Bush hanging on to it. Walks to the right. Fires a deep three, contested. That one's short, and Lumen will let the ball bounce out of bounds. And they get another stop, another chance to take the lead. Lucy Rozak back in, and Boyce goes to the bench. We've also got a Arbor Prep substitution, their first of the game. Anicia Clark in, going to send Jordan Lewis to the bench. And now here come the Lady Titans again trying to regain the lead. First time since the first quarter. McKenna Hunt has it on the left. Screen on the right. Gets it over to Rozak. Drives through the lane. Euro step. Oh, no. She ran right into Doan and called on the travel. I think she was trying to do that Euro step, trying to go for the floater, but Doan, I don't know if she was trying to set a screen there or what, but just a miscommunication results in a turnover. And Arbor Prep once again stays in front, leading 19-18, 2:15 to go in the third quarter, brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon and the Brokerage House. On the right for Jelaya Banks, on the left for Megason, guarded by Hunt. Drives through the lane, spin move, shot blocked by Hunt. She gets her own rebound. Megason kicks it back outside for Banks. Now for Megason once more. Drives again on Hunt. Stopped at the free throw line, crossover left through the lane. Shot up and in. Boy, she's just a tough force to stop. She's got 14 points. And now Arbor Prep again by three on the left. Rozak head fake on the corner. Back out for Ganton. Three ball, too strong. Rebound down for Banks. Now harassment in the backcourt. Poked away a couple times by Rozak, but it's kept by Banks. Arbor Prep into the front court now with the ball in, leading by three. 90 seconds left in this third quarter. Brought to you by Jennifer Scanlon, the Brokerage House. Right-hand side for Eliza Bush, harassed by Ganton. Couple hesitations, dribbles to the top of the key, stops. Score is just 6-4 in favor of Arbor Prep in this third quarter. Now cutting back to the left and then to the right. On the right side, stolen away by Hunt, and then a foul from behind on Megason. That's her second, team second. Now Lumen going the other way, 1:02 to go in the third quarter. Got to get a quality score here. With how this game has been, you really want to keep it within one possession. So Lumen, got to get a score here. Trailing by three on the right, Kenna Hunt has it. Guarded out there by Clark. Cuts to the left and then slowly to the right. Crossover, pull up at the free throw line. Rolls off to the right. Rebound down. Ganton trying to muscle it away. And it's going to be another jump ball. This time it'll go to Arbor Prep. Wow, this is just Arbor Prep's game on the glass, both sides of the ball. Really haven't had any second chance opportunities for Lumen Christie. And then again, offensively, it seems like every trip down, they're getting two or three shots. Full court pressure now for Lumen. Inbound for Bush. Lumen's going to back off besides Rozak, meeting Bush the entire length of the floor. Able to dribble into the front court straight away. 30 seconds left in this quarter. Crosses over to the left. High bounce pass. Keeps it. Now on the right. Gets around the defender through the lane. Shuffles down low to Banks off the glass. Too strong. Trying to get the rebound for Lumen. And we got another jump ball forced. This time it'll stay with Lumen. Man, just a battle. Again, even when you get a good box out, just it seems like they just crash the glass. Everybody, all five players going in for the offensive board. Final 15 seconds of the quarter. Lumen trying to get a quality last shot here. Lumen has it on the left. Guarded by Banks. Kenna Hunt on the right. Dish to the near corner. Ruge to the left. Rozak straight away. Hunt and floater on the right elbow. Off the mark right at the buzzer. And that'll do it for the third quarter. Arbor Prep leading over Lumen Christie 21-18. Fourth quarter is next. In 60 seconds, you've got girls quarterfinal basketball on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
High school basketball is live on WKHN, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Fourth and final quarter in our girls' state quarterfinals. Arbor Prep leading over Lumen 21-18. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Down low, Megason off the mark. Lumen quickly going the other direction. Doan will have it. Defense recovers quickly. Hunt takes a dribble, fires the three. Off right, rebound down to Rozak. Quick put back. No, but she's fouled. Big trip to the line here for Rozak. As again, these free throws just to get to the line has been a premium. Fouls on Madison Diarra, her first, team's first. Two big shots here brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. For Lucy Rozak, her and Hunt both have 6 points in this one. First free throw, yes! Trims the deficit to two. In fourth and final quarter for one of these teams. Very talented teams. Be the last quarter of the season. Second free throw off the mark. Offensive rebound down to Hunt. Put back. No. Gets her own rebound again. Rolls it up and in. Big score for Hunt. And we're tied at 21. Quickly up the floor for Jelaya Banks and the Lady Gators. Oh, we got a missed double dribble there. Banks bobbled the dribble. Clearly picked it up before taking another dribble. Has it again on the right-hand side. Now harassed out there by Ganton. Through the lane, bounce pass for Diarra. Kicks it outside. Megason, spin move through the lane. Tough shot. Off the front iron. Hunt has it. Quickly into the front court. Two on three. Through the lane. Hunt all the way. Rolls off the rim. No. Rebound is fought for. Girls diving on the floor. Are we going to get another jump ball? No. Somehow Arbor Prep holds on to it. That's going to get more boos from Lumen's crowd. I don't blame them. You got to call that jump ball right there. Would have been Lumen ball right there. Liza Bush has it in the front court. We're tied at 21. About 90 seconds into the fourth quarter. On the right for Bush. Cuts back to the left. Guarded closely by Rozak. And now slowing down the offense. Very rowdy student section here for Lumen. Now for Banks, driving through the lane. Shuffles it outside. Megason takes a long two. Wide left. Rebound loose. It comes down to Arbor Prep. And what do we got here? Oh, we got a jump ball now. Good job there. Doan getting her hand on it. And now Lumen going the other way. Another chance to take the lead for the first time since 8-7 in the first quarter. Again, they led 8-2. Since then, Arbor Prep went on a little bit of a run, and it's been within 3 points ever since. Around the perimeter, into the near corner, Ruge, three, too strong, offensive rebound, and it's muscled away by Lewis. Ganton briefly had it. Boy, Coach Jesse Brown wanting a travel call there. Now Bush into the front court, pulls it back outside. Now to the top of the key, cuts around the defender, and Rozak called on the blocking foul. Her third, team's first. And now Luminol. We'll see if they leave her in. I think they probably will at this point. Three fouls, still got two to work with. Into the backcourt now for Eliza Bush. Now guarded out there by Lily Ganton. Cuts back to the left-hand side. Ooh, left her in the dust, but she misses the open three. Ganton with a big rebound, and then a jump ball forced immediately by Megason. It'll stay with Arbor Prep. Wow, this crowd does not like this officiating crew, I can tell you that. Now Megason on the right side of the basket, inbound to Diarra in the far corner. Back outside for Banks. Down low for Megason against Ganton, able to score in traffic. She's got 16, and now it's another two-point Arbor Prep lead. 5 minutes left in the game. Hunt has it on the left, dribbles to the top of the key. Now bounce pass to the right for Rozak. Jab step, screen on the left from Doan, pulls up at the three, top of the key. That's on the right, rebound for Megason, and then Doan trying to get her hands on it. This time it'll stay with Lumen. Great job for Doan again forcing the jump ball. We're probably going to see a lot of those in the rest of this one, just with how the rebounds have been, just dominated by Arbor Prep. now into the corner for Ganton. Back for Doan, and then Hunt on the left. Jab step, takes a screen. Three by Hunt. That's too strong. Rebound loose. Magason trapped in the backcourt. And now we've got a foul called. That's going to be on Doan, her third. Not sure what the foul would possibly be on. Full court press for Lumen. Inbound for Lewis. Trying to get a stop here. Trailing by two. Arbor Prep got a timeout now called by head coach Scott Stein. We're going to step away. 4:37 left. Arbor Prep leads 23-21. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Spring cleanup is easy when you have the right equipment from Performance Automotive Northwest. From John Deere lawn tractors, mowers, and the parts and accessories you need to keep them moving. Also steel chainsaws, leaf blowers, and trimmers. Plus Husqvarna weed trimmers and Honda mowers. Yard work becomes less like work.
Get your lawn mowers and tractors ready for spring with their John Deere Ready to Mow mobile service and blade sharpened at Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road by Meyer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Tonight's coverage brought to you by Sykes Group of Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, and the Protection Center. Home stretch, 4.5 to go in this one. Lumen trailing by 2 to Arbor Prep, and we got a double dribble call on Jelaya Banks through the lane. Now they call it. Again, she got away with one earlier in the quarter. So that's a big turnover. Lumen, boy, they got to score here. They've been knocking on the door. They've tied a few times, come within 1 point a plethora of other times, but have not been able to regain the lead since midway through the first quarter. Kenna Hunt has it on the right, lobbing it into the corner. Rozak back outside for Rugi. Trying to get it down low for Doan, can't do it. Rozak stopped at the free throw line, back outside. Ganton, three, too strong. Rebound for Megason, going coast to coast. Two on two, Megason layup, off the mark. Rebound down to Hunt. Lumen quickly the other way. Two on two, Hunt to the basket. Yes! She's got 10, and we're tied again. 3:50 to go in this one. 23 all. Boy, this place is tense as ever. Dansville High School through the lane for Bush. Floater, yes. Wow, got the friendly bounce. She's got 5 points, got the quick answer. And now Arbor Prep once again by two. Kenna Hunt has it on the left side for Lumen. 25-23 Arbor Prep. To the right for Rugi and into the corner for Rozak. Through the lane, now into the corner. Ganton fires another three. Too strong into the corner. Arbor Prep will let the rebound go out of bounds. Boy, the three-point shot has gone absolutely dry for Lumen in this second half. They came out and made two quick ones in the first quarter. Pass tapped out of bounds by Rozak on the inbound. Arbor Prep is inbounding on the just far corner here. Lobbing it near half court. Bush able to get it. And now walks into the front court. Lumen needs a stop right here. Just over 3 minutes left in this one. Guarded by Ganton. Now cuts to the right. Half spin back to the left. Now for Jordan Lewis. Gets the screen from Banks. Pull up at the free throw line. Off left. Rebound loose. And we got an over the back foul called on Jelaya Banks. Now we got a full timeout called on the floor. We're going to step aside. Back in 60 seconds, we got 2:52 to go in this one. Arbor Prep by two on WKHM.
Timeout.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, turn to the experts.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
25-23 Arbor Prep over Lumen Christi. 2:52 to go in the fourth quarter from Dansville High School. The state quarterfinals, Lumen ball. They can tie or take the lead right here. Their three-point shot has been awry, but you never know. The next one could give them the lead. Moving the ball around the perimeter, Kenna Hunt has it at the top of the key. Now on the right pass, tapped out of bounds by Megason. And now inbounding on the near sideline for Rozak. Now for Hunt at the top of the key. Guarded by Bush. Screen on the right for Ganton. Drives through, can't split the defense. Back for Rugi on the right. Boy, Hunt has not been able to get an open lane in this one. Now on the left with the screen. Can't fire the three. Pass out of bounds. Rozak can't hold on to it, and it's out of bounds. Full court press for Lumen. Trailing by two. 2:24 to go in this one. Might have to consider fouling soon, depending on if Arbor Prep looks like they're going to start killing the clock. Now on the near side for Lewis. Screen on the right from Banks. Lewis turns the corner through the lane. Tough shot off glass. In and a foul. Wow, that is a back-breaking score for Lumen. Lewis now with 4 points. That's also the fourth foul on Lucy Rozak. That puts Arbor Prep up by two possessions and a chance at one more with the Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning free throw. It's in. She's got five now. And now a five-point game. Lumen must score here. And they're probably going to have to start fouling after this possession anyways. Hunt has it. Now on the left, screened by Doan. Stopped at the left wing. Now drives through. Lost a dribble, but poked out of bounds by Lewis. It'll stay with Lumen. Inbounding on the far corner, the far sideline. Now inbound to Hunt. Trying to get around Bush. Spin move through the lane. Rozak on the left. Kicks it to the right side. Rugi drives on the baseline. Cut off. Now cuts back to the right. Drives through back in the corner. Intercepted by Bush. 1:32 left. Lumen trailing by five. They probably got to start fouling now. Bush on the top. Lost the dribble, but she's able to keep it. Guarded by Rozak. Oh, you got to get somebody else but her on it. She's going to foul out if she gets one more. Pass poked away, stolen away nearly by Hunt. Oh, it was recollected by Bush in the backcourt. Oh, my goodness. Now Hunt is going to foul. That's her first. Team's fourth, so one more foul to go. Another inbound on the near sideline with Banks into the backcourt for Bush. Hunt fouls again. And this will send Bush to the line to stop the clock at 1:04 to go. Now Eliza Bush at the line for two. Got 5 points so far. Lumen needs some misses. Meanwhile, the other four players for Arbor Prep by head coach Scott Stein has like a makeshift timeout. First free throw is in. And now we got one more. Missed it. but it's still a six-point game. Lumen needs a bucket right here. 60 seconds left. Hunt has it on the left-hand side. Looking for a screen on the right, gets it. Now on the right, Ruge back into the corner, Rozak. Drives through the lane, tough floater, off the mark, offensive rebound, jump shot. That's too strong. Rebound comes down for Arbor Prep, and we got a travel call by Diarra. And now we got a timeout called by Coach Jesse Brown. 29-26, Arbor Prep over Lumen. 45 seconds left. We're back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
High school basketball is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Lumen three ball immediately inbounding, and it's up and in for Cody Ruge. Trims the deficit down to three, and immediately a timeout right back. Wow, what a way to come right back in from a break. We're going to leave it right here. 37 seconds left. Lumen now trails 29-26. Cody Ruge, huge shot. And Arbor Prep needs to talk it over. So Arbor Prep has to go the full length of the floor. So if they successfully inbound, Lumen, of course, will try to get the steal. I think Lumen will probably at least try to potentially force a 10-second violation of the backcourt. Then they'll probably have to foul immediately. Or either than that, if they can't get the steal, just foul immediately. Also got a score update, 54-26, Concord over Zion Christian. So Concord well on their way to the Final Four at the Breslin Center. Lumen got to get a steal right here. Full length of the floor for Arbor Prep, inbound for Megason. Trying to get into the front court, she gets it, and trying to get it away from Rozak. Ooh! A pass on the far side, nearly bobbled out of bounds by Banks, but then a timeout called by Coach Scott Stein. So that'll stop the clock once more. 31.9 seconds left in the ball game. 29-26, Lumen trailing by three to Arbor Prep. Of course, Arbor Prep already in the bonus. So the only problem there on that near side was Lucy Rozak was the main one guarding Megason. Don't want to foul her because Rozak playing with four fouls. Even though you need to stop the clock right here, you still don't want one of your best players going to the bench for the rest of the time guaranteed. So Lumen needs to get a steal right here. If they can't get the steal, they'll have to try to get the foul as soon as possible and hope for a couple of misses. They just need to stop the clock. But again, a massive make on the other end just out of that last timeout by Cody Ruge to bring the game within 3 points. Inbound from Banks on the far side for Arbor Prep. Lumen needs a steal, if not a foul. Lobbing it down low for Megason, and she is hit hard, but she scores anyway. No foul called. That makes it a five-point game. Lumen quickly the other way. Kenna Hunt through the lane. Tough shot. Oh, but we got a timeout first. Called by Coach Jesse Brown. We're going to leave it right here. So that was actually a really good timeout by Coach Brown, because I doubt Hunt would have gotten that foul call on the other end. So going to talk things over. need to get a score right here. 22.6 seconds left. And need to get it as soon as possible. Need to score as soon as possible. Keep as much time on the clock. Best case scenario is a three. Of course, Rugi made her last one, but boy, that shot has just been so off in this second half for Lumen. But if they make it, that'll cut the deficit down to two. And now Lumen inbounding on the right side of the basket out of the timeout again. 23 seconds left, down five. Into the near corner for Hunt. Takes a dribble, sidestep, three ball off the front iron. Offensive rebound, Rozak put back up and in. Big score. And now we got a timeout immediately called by Jesse Brown. So that trims it back to a one-possession deficit with 16 seconds left. Lucy Rozak now with 9 points. So big score there by Lumen. Now they're in the same spot. They got to try to get a steal. If they can't, foul immediately. Final score, 54-26. Concord wins over Zion Christian. So Concord, their girls punching their ticket to the Final Four, the state semifinals. They'll be playing on Thursday at 5:30. We'll have the coverage for you on these airwaves. But this one not decided yet. Been a razor-thin margin the entire game. Lumen led by 6-8-2 early in the first. Arbor Prep able to fight back in it. Went on an 11-0 run to end the first quarter. And then it's been really within 3 points until these final last 2 minutes or so, where Arbor Prep able to take a 6-point lead. Rugi made a three, cut it to three. Then we got a quick score on the other end. Megason make it five, and then a score by Rozak to make it three again. 16 seconds left. Arbor Prep now inbounding. Lobbing it in for Megason. Stripped away nearly by Hunt. Oh, we got a foul call. Oh, my. That was kind of hard to see on the far side. Looked like we might have gotten it poked away, but they're going to call that one on Rugi. So Angela Megason at the line for two. Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning free throws. Lumen needing a pair of misses. Meanwhile, again, Megason's the only one on the lane for Arbor Prep. The other four girls, again, a makeshift timeout by Coach Scott Stein. And we got a miss on the first shot by Megason. But she still has one more try. If she makes the second one, it's a two-possession lead. If she misses it, it's still a one-possession game. Lumen needs another miss right here. Megason, second try. Off the mark! Doan with the rebound. Kenna Hunt has it. 13 seconds left for Lumen. A three ties it. Screen on the right. Doan, bounce pass stolen away by Megason. Coast to coast, trying for the layup and misses it. Eating time off the clock. 2 seconds left. Now Ganton. Oh, we got a foul by Jordan Lewis. Oh, my goodness. 0.2 seconds left. Oh, I don't think Lumen's going to have a time. They need like a literally touch shot for three to try to score. And they're inbounding at the midcourt. Inbound to Hunt. It's too late. Just short. And that'll do it. A heartbreaker for Lumen. Final score, 31-28. Arbor Prep over Lumen Christie. And the defending Division III champions, two championships in the last three seasons, are moving on to the Final Four. Lumen Christie sees their fantastic playoff run come to an end in the state quarterfinals at the hands of this tough, tough Arbor Prep team. And I can't say enough just how great of a season this was for Lumen. And especially in the postseason, they've had to overcome a lot of adversity in these playoffs. A lot of close games and a lot of great teams. And able to knock off Grass Lake, who was really ranked number one for Division III all season long, able to knock them off in the district championship. Able to move on to the regional championship, knock off Leslie, and then take down New Lothrop in the regional championship. And here in the state quarterfinals, tough, tough Arbor Prep team playing against larger, very talented schools all season long. And again, that was a very big, very strong team, very tough for this Lumen team to overcome. And unfortunately, again, they come up short. They had that early lead. But Lumen, despite able to come within 1 point and tie a few times down the stretch, they just could not get those scores. They had several chances to take the lead, but just could not break in front. And again, unfortunately, their season comes to an end. Get the final stats for you. Arbor Prep led 13-8 after one. Lumen came back with a 6-2 second quarter to go into halftime, down by just one. Arbor Prep responded with a 6-4 third quarter, leading by three going into the fourth, and it was 10 points each in the fourth quarter. 31-28 for Arbor Prep. Angela Megason leading the way, 18 points. Otherwise, 6 for Eliza Bush, 5 for Jordan Lewis, 2 for Jeliah Banks. And for Lumen, 10 points for Kenna Hunt, 9 for Lucy Rozak, 6 for Cody Ruge, and 3 for Lily Ganton. Lumen, their great season again in the quarterfinals. They will have their season end with a 19-7 record. Arbor Prep, again, they finished the regular season with a losing record. But just, we mentioned tough, tough, tough teams. Division II and Division I teams all season. They now improve to 15-12, move on to the Final Four, still trying to defend their state championship from last season. And just a fantastic season overall for Lumen. I can't say that enough. Just a fantastic team. Got some great pieces here. Of course, the lone senior, Kathleen Doan, she will be graduating. And she was there as a freshman when this team only won one game in 2022. So definitely, she's been a big part of this program's turnaround. But the whole roster, other than Kathleen Doan, is back for next season. Kenna Hunt and Lucy Rozak going into their sophomore seasons. You're going to have senior seasons as well from Cody Ruge, Lily Ganton. You'll also have Ruby Boyce. She's going to be a senior next year. Paige LaFleur, she got some minutes in this postseason and this game as well. She's going to be senior as well. So, Lumen Christie, they're not going anywhere. They're definitely going to be a force to be reckoned with next season, especially led by Hunt and Rozak. But just a tough, tough defense in front of them with Arbor Prep. Just doing a good job, again, keeping the ball out of Kenna Hunt's hands, and it was just really tough. They were like, hey, we're gonna take you know, your best scorer out of it. It's going to be on everybody else to try to get involved. And that tough 2-3 zone, very big, very strong team for Arbor Prep. And Lumen Christie, again, they had chances down the stretch, but just could not get that one shot, could not get that one score that could really put them in front. If they took the lead here, I believe they probably would have rode this thing to the end. But unfortunately, Lumen Christie, again, their great season comes to an end. Final score one more time at 31-28. Arbor Prep takes down Lumen Christie in the girls' state quarterfinals. Tonight's broadcast also brought to you by Alro Metals and Plastics, Fuller's ChemDry, Jennifer Scanlon in the Brokerage House, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, and Grass Lake Community Schools. As Arbor Prep going to take on the winner of Calvin Christian and Brandywine in the state semifinals at MSU on Thursday. For Kiara Rombeyer back in the studio, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school girls basketball on WKHM.
Live local high school basketball is on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Every moment of exciting hoops coverage is brought to you by
Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Aeroquip Credit Union, Grimes Plumbing, Trips Collision Centers, Performance Automotive Northwest, Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Hydration, Wolverine Seal Coating, Will Be Transit Mix, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, County National Bank, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, the Protection Center, Alro Metals and Plastics, Avenue Auto, Able Heating and Cooling, and Fuller's ChemDry.